From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in New York. Air travel is resuming slowly at airports across the country. Many passengers who have been stranded since Tuesday will still face long waits because of new security measures. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
An overhead announcement at one of the country's busiest airports, Hartsfield in Atlanta, was a welcome sign for passengers. They've been waiting to make their way home since Tuesday's terrorist attack grounded the country's air traffic. Donna Nauman was hoping to travel back to New York State.
I can't wait to get home.
Nauman stood in a long line, hundreds of people waiting to get flights on Delta Airlines.
I don't care. I've been waiting for 3 days, so a little longer isn't a big deal. As long as I can get on my flight and go home.
Joe Flower from Virginia Beach had been stranded since Monday and had spent time watching TV and shopping.
Well, it hasn't been a pleasant experience, but I was fortunate that I was in a nice hotel and taken care of well there.
Flowers, like many others, showed up at the airport several hours before his flight was scheduled to lift off.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I can get out.
At Los Angeles International, one of the first planes in was an international American Airlines flight, originally scheduled to fly in from Europe. It had been diverted to Canada. Angelica Bridges, who plays Taylor Walsh on the television show Baywatch, said passengers went through an intense security process.
We had to go through so many checkpoints. Our hand luggage was hand searched. We were hand searched. Our baggage was, we had to identify it, go down, like we had to go down the stairs actually on the runway and say, these two baggages are mine. And then until we identified them, then they put them on the plane, but not until we identified them.
At many airports, security measures are evident. Roadside signs warn motorists not to park their cars on any airport roadway. Curbside baggage check-in has been eliminated. At some airports, armed police officers are at the entrance of flight gates. Boston's Logan Airport, where two of Tuesday's doomed flights started, scrambled today to see its first flight take off. At the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, Roger McClain, trying to get home to North Carolina, checked a destinations monitor to see if his flight was leaving anytime soon.
Look at this. That is a miracle. And the one I'm on is on, it's saying on time. So there's hope. So there's hope. But like I say, anyone that in this area that would complain at this point with what those people are going through in New York, you really got to look in the mirror and start doubting yourself.
It's still a holding pattern for many stranded passengers. Officials in Chicago say this evening is the earliest flights will resume at the city's two airports, O'Hare and Midway. Meanwhile, Chicago area-based United Airlines says it will not resume operations until tomorrow morning. Its schedule will be reduced throughout the weekend. Europe's biggest airline, British Airways, says its U.S.-bound flights remain canceled pending details on new U.S. security arrangements. People have devised alternatives, in some cases buying cars or even taking taxicabs to faraway destinations. Nolan Robinson, who had been attending a convention in Chicago, decided his best option was taking a train from Union Station.
My flight got canceled, and I didn't really think the flight that I'm on for tomorrow would get in, so I decided to just grab a train, which will actually not get me all the way to Seattle. It'll get me to the eastern part of the state, and then my wife and her dad are going to drive out and pick me up Saturday morning at 1 a.m.
And for some, alternative travel may still be the best way to go since many airports remained closed. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
There are about five.